Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Take a moment to picture some of Sacramento's iconic architecture, like the Tower Bridge as the sun sets, or the mid-century modernism of the Sacramento Zoo. Now picture them with even more nature surrounding them. There's a Sacramento artist doing just that. Jennifer Pert is bringing her love of nature, architecture, and science fiction to landscape painting, and the results are stunning. She joins us now to talk about her creative work and what she's learned about doing business for yourself. Jennifer, welcome to Insight.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here in studio. You live and work in Sacramento now, but I understand you grew up a little bit outside city limits. What was your childhood like in Pleasant Valley, and how did that inspire your work as an artist?
Yes, thank you. Sacramento was, you know, my big town, the big city. I grew up in Pleasant Valley, which is a small town in El Dorado County in the Sierra Nevada foothills. Acres and acres of wild spaces. I was very fortunate and privileged to just tromp around near rivers and lakes and ponds, and art and time spent outside playing were one and the same to me. My parents were very intentional about making sure we were always hiking, fishing, canoeing, camping. That was our entertainment. And some of my earliest memories are my brother and I drawing on a slab of granite with like campfire wood charcoal and making mud pies outside. So I was so fortunate. I had a glorious childhood, and I'm so grateful to my family for instilling that deep connection to the natural world because of it.
It sounds like truly an idyllic childhood with inspiration all around, at your feet, at your hands, everywhere.
Yes.
Well, today you're a contemporary landscape painter. So what does that mean, and how did you get to that place in your work?
Yeah. I do identify as a landscape painter, and I know sometimes landscape painters get a bad rap in the art world. We like to paint our pretty pictures, but I choose to build on the history of the deep, rich history of landscape painting and that relationship the artist has with the natural world, with the land. So I call my contemporary landscape paintings, I call them visionary landscapes. What that means to me is I like to envision a different future for our planet. I read and consume a lot of visionary science fiction, no doom and gloom, all like problems are solved. And these beautiful healed spaces in nature exist where we have relearned to have a reciprocal relationship with our living, breathing planet. I like to paint representational images of landscapes and architecture, but I also like to explore adding more trees or being inspired by my science fiction landscapes. I have a collection of pulp science fiction paperback books, and I love the art on the title pages, and you can picture like vintage Star Wars art, right? So
okay, let's pause right there. Science fiction and landscape painting. So give people, paint that picture in words for our audience, because they can't see.
Yeah.
But tell us, give us an example of what you mean.
Yeah, some of the paintings you mentioned earlier, I took iconic Sacramento landscapes, the Tower Bridge, the entrance to our current Sacramento Zoo, these beautiful iconic structures, and I'm interested in what our beautiful city of trees would look like if we further embraced that title or former slogan and added more trees and healed our riverfronts. I am inspired by local farms like Hedgerow Farms that's growing native seed. I'm inspired by River Partners, these organizations that are working to heal and revisit what does that riverfront, what does that park look like when we go back to native plants and trees and back to that healing the landscape and making sure we are tenders we tend to that those places and spaces. So my paintings will have that tower bridge, but I roped in those mountains and brought them in closer, and I added more trees, and the salmon are thriving. And, you know, my lovely father informed me, your salmon's a lattice perspective. That's a 6-foot salmon. But, you know, we get to dream. And I love architecture, and I also love painting and not having to play by the rules of physics and gravity. So I get to have that interplay between what is possible and what is actually in front of us.
Sounds like some really fun creative license there. Yes. That sounds enjoyable. Jennifer, you had a degree in fine art, but and you also found yourself teaching. So when exactly did you decide to make a change and really focus on your art as a business instead of just as a passion?
Yeah. I do want to emphasize that I had a very supportive system growing up, and my parents did encourage me to study art. And I went to school for art, and I was at Mills College in Oakland. Before that, I was in Sacramento Community Colleges with some of the best teachers of my career. And when it came time to jump into, you know, okay, graduation's over, and I knew the statistics about people, artists, not making art after art school, and even having that dissonance, I still chickened out, and I went into teaching. But, you know, that's where I was meant to be for that time. I taught in various Northern California public schools. I was at Sac City Unified's public Waldorf schools for a bit. But then after a while, I felt that itch to paint and make art. So instead of teaching my students to envision and build a brighter future, I get to paint them on my canvases now.
So as you got that itch again to paint and get back to that, were you also forming a business plan at the same time?
Yes, I take it as a compliment, but I am a very, I bring that teacher approach to it. I'm a very organized person, and I like to approach things strategically. So I did have some time during that pandemic shutdown to address my purpose and my plan, and I've been working hard to forge and reforge connections. I lost some connections after art school and moving in and out of the area. So yeah, I am sales, I am marketing, I am market research, I am learning about grant writing and applications, and it's mostly about relationship building and connecting with awesome people, like people at CAP Radio or people in the galleries or professionals that can teach and mentor me in the things that, you know, I'm playing catch up a little bit here. So it's been, I'm very lucky to have such great friends and connections.
Well, that sort of answers one of my questions, is what advice would you have for someone who wants to go from their love and joy of painting to actually making a living? It sounds like you're saying, reach out to your contacts, to your network.
Yeah. There's talk about, we all have opinions about various social media platforms, but in my experience, so many artists and professionals are willing to help and assist and guide or share their experiences. This lovely person, shout out to Jackie Price. I went to high school with her sister. I did not know her except for Instagram, and I cold reached out to her and asked her for some advice on applying to art fairs. And she picked up the phone and had a hour-long conversation with me. And that's just one example. Yuli Smith and Jaya King and Michelle Dahl are all local Sacramento artists that are just have been opening doors for others, not just myself, and there to advise and help and support within reason. We all are busy and we all have boundaries, but I have experienced nothing but sharing and caring. Back to elementary school teaching, right?
Jennifer, in the last minute or so that we have, where can people learn more about you, about your work? Where is it going to be featured?
Yeah. I do put a lot of time and energy into my website and my artist newsletter. I also am on Instagram. My website is www.jenniferpert.com, and Instagram is jennifer.pert.art. And I update everyone on my upcoming art shows this summer, and solo shows in the winter, and I also teach nature journaling classes. Thank you.
Well, Jennifer, thank you very much for sharing more about you and also about your work.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blessing. Thank you.
Jennifer Peart is a contemporary landscape painter who calls Sacramento home. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.